I want to thank the Bob Brady Auto Group and Limitless Decatur for partnering up. Top 25 events of the summer months, and we certainly have that this weekend with the Forsyth Classic. One of our great broadcast partners, Amron, is out here. Tony Wilkerson is with us, and you know, big thanks to Ron and the whole crew out there. Amron's involved in so much in the community, and you're a community guy. I mean, that's been most of your career, right?
That's correct.
That's a fun job to have, though. I mean, it's a hard job. There's a lot of work involved, but being able to represent, you know, publicly a big company like Amron and making sure that you're involved in the community, I would imagine that's a rewarding job.
It's a very rewarding job. With Amron, we're involved in a lot of different activities here in Decatur, and we're proud to be a part of this tournament today.
Yeah, and the beard's new.
Yeah, the beard's new.
Beards and they're gray. Yeah. You know, I and it's always kind of a shock. Were you surprised?
I was actually surprised, yeah, because my hair was black when I had hair. So that's been a while ago, obviously.
It's been a while. Well, you've met so much to the community over the years, and help me out here. Did you start at Milliken?
Yes.
Okay.
I ended up in Decatur through Milliken.
Through Milliken.
Yeah,
at Milliken. Yeah. There's a lot of those guys that have come to town to play football that have turned around and stayed and made a difference in Decatur.
Yeah, there's a few of us here in Decatur.
I was just visiting with Cordell Ingram the other day, mm-hmm. You know, who's been such a great role model for kids. Now he's principal at MacArthur High School. And we got the Ag Academy going, and you know, he's a big part of that. And I think about these guys. You know, he worked at the Park District as, like, security at one of the pools, you know, during the summer when he was playing football. Now he's a principal and a great role model for kids everywhere. That university continues to produce great leaders, and a lot of those leaders stay in the community. Tell me what's going on with Amron. I know you guys have all kinds of your parades coming up, right?
We have a safety fair going on right now, uh-huh. Down at our office in Decatur.
Okay.
We'll be hosting a safety fair there. Last week we handed out 100 air conditioners at DMCOC to help low-income individuals with their cooling needs this summer.
You know, I know you guys do a lot of that, you know, making sure that people who maybe struggle a little bit or elderly, you know, people who are easily victims, you know, because of heat or whatever, you guys are always there to lend a helping hand.
Yeah, we try to be. I know there's another organization out there giving out fans this year also. So whatever can be done to assist people in this upcoming heat week, I'm sure the community appreciates it.
Yeah, well, here's from Ben Cutler. But I knew the parade was tomorrow. I want to make sure we give the details. Amron every year hosts an Armed Forces and First Responders parade, and it is tomorrow morning in downtown Decatur. Is that right, Lindsay? It starts at 10
The kickoff is at 11 a.m.
All right,
staging
is at 10 a.m. in the Amron Plaza parking mm-hmm. lot, which is where we do the Razzle Dazzle Good Times Parade and all the major downtown parades.
Right.
You guys give up your parking lot basically for the day. So that kicks off at 11, and then the major parade route, that'll be just, you know, that square around mm-hmm. downtown Decatur. So if you want to get out there, it looks like Jim Root, some other people, you know, veterans and first responders will be out there. I know it's a thing you guys have been involved in and around Memorial Day for the last several years.
Yeah, we have a veterans organization affiliate group that we've established at Amron that tries to support our veterans in the communities that we serve.
Okay. So, the Amron Military Veterans Employees, the AMVE, that resource group has done a lot. So tomorrow, you got plenty of time to get downtown, enjoy the parade, then head out north here to come watch the golf tournament. The talent out here that we have on display, I think there's we still do this guy-girl thing in sports a little bit, although it's much better than when we were young, you know, because now there's not any stigma attached. You know, young ladies are out owning it and becoming. I mean, you've got representatives of the national championship team, you know, from Arizona. You've got girls who played for the runner-up at Alabama. You've got major college, you know, these two twins from Ireland who just finished their career at Duke University. One of them going to be the best, you know, college players of all time. There's some stupendous athletes that are out here this weekend.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that people don't realize is that golf is really not a sport of brawn. It's more about mechanics than anything, and then your mental attitude towards the game. So women can compete at a very high level, and these women out here compete at a very high level.
And a level most of us are not familiar with.
That's right.
I've played in plenty of pro-ams where they'll hit the ball 270, 280, 300 yards off the tee, and as you said, not with brute force, all with swing mechanics, and it'll make you sick. I mean, they're so good at it. But you can come out here, and you might see the next superstar and get a chance to see them up close. So we would encourage everyone to get out here. Well, listen, tell everyone back at Amron, good luck with the parade tomorrow morning, and I'm sure you get a big turn. turnout of downtown for that. And thank you again for the broadcast partnership. We love doing things with you guys. And I saw Stacy out here playing in the Pro-Am yesterday.
Out here. I don't know if I'd call that playing.
Now see, Tony, I'm not going to go there.
Oh.
But I'm going to make sure she has the podcast link of this. You know what? It looked like they were having a good time.
Yeah, they did have a good time. I talked to a couple of her partners.
All right. Well, thanks to Amron again for supporting all the great causes. Tony Wilkins.